Governor-elect Gavin Newsom claimed the temporary closure of a border crossing south of San Diego led to millions of dollars in economic loss and that future shutdowns risk billions more. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked that claim.
Newsom made his claim during a visit to the border. He spoke days after federal agents fired tear gas on migrants who rushed a border fence near the San Ysidro port of entry, leading the Trump administration to close that crossing for 6 hours.
Estimated $5.3 million of economic loss just for a few hours of shutting down the border. I mean, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars of economic consequence. If we continue with this rhetoric around shutting down the border without considering what that means.
We found he based the $5.3 million figure on an estimate by the San Ysidro Chamber of Commerce. The head of that chamber told us the number is based on an average day of sales during the holiday season for the more than 600 businesses in the area. That portion of Newsom's statement checks out. But it's more difficult to assess his comment about billions of dollars being at stake. Business leaders have warned that the region could lose that much if more closures take place and people stop crossing the border. There's no evidence right now, however, that the Trump administration has additional plans to close the crossing. In the end, we rated Newsom's overall statement mostly true. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.